Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Tony calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Again, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Natalie Bannon, please?
Yes. How long is the survey?
It's a very short survey, ma'am. Maybe 6 to 7 minutes the most.
Okay. I'm in. Let's go.
Right. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. All right, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, man, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
47.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to be sure we're representing
actually,
just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask? 48?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, mate. 48. Okay, just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American or American Indian, or a mix including Hispanic or non-Latino, or a mix or not including Hispanic or Latino?
Wait, Caucasian.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one is Project 2025.
Never heard of it.
Never heard. Okay. All right. Republicans in Congress from 0 to 100.
30.
Mega Republicans.
0.
0. Janelle Bynum.
85.
Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Raymer.
30.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Joe Biden.
70.
Kamala Harris.
90.
And Democrats in Congress.
65.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. If the elections for U.S. Congress will be held today, would you vote for Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of how you plan to vote, do you think we'll win the who do you think will win the presidential election? Would that be Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I have no idea.
Okay, no idea. Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Raymer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Okay. All right, man, even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Raymer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance.
No chance. All right, then, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Is that the only option, approve or disapprove?
I have a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. So in this case, we'll be talking about Lori Chavez de Raymer. Please tell me how much it, you know, troubles you about supporting Chavez de Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, Chavez de Raymer is working to perpetrate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making millionaires, you know, and tax cheats pay their fair share. Because they fund her party campaigns. Would you say that bothers you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
That bothers me a great deal.
Okay, great deal. Okay, Lori Chavez de Raymer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs, you know, and to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She voted to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Would that bother you a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
A great deal. Okay, yeah, Lori Chavez de Raymer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said, you know, she supported a women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon's law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Would that be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
A great deal. All right, ma'am, Chavez de Raymer stands by Trump even as, you know, he threatens to become a dictator day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have, you know, strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that clearly not Chavez de Raymer. Would that be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, seniors have worked hard, you know, to earn their retirement security, but Chavez de Raymer supporting cutting the funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder, you know, for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. Would that bother you a great deal? Just quite a bit? Just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
I remember the last one says, Chavez de Ramer has embraced Trump. Whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unlocked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Ramos is a vote to undermine our democracy. Oh, that bothers you a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay, quite a bit. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramos or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Oh, all right, ma'am. All right, then, I'm going to read you a statement by Janelle Bynum, okay, and opponent has made about her and Bynum responses to give your reaction. Okay, Janelle Bynum, opponent says, she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being, torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see, the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. Okay, as another member of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house, making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get a fentanyl off the street, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to, criminalize hard drugs. But supported after school programs for at-risk youth, and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing is more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Okay, now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again: if the election for Congress will be held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's
degree. I have associate's, right?
It's after bachelor's. Bachelor's.
Okay. All right. All right, Marilyn, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, two under 18.
All right. All right, Marilyn, are you or is any member of the household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Does apply to you or applies to someone in the household?
Someone in the household.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.